each Friday during the year is technically a day of penance, even according to our current code of canon law for the church. Now, why is Friday a day of penance? Well, because it was the day that Christ was crucified. So out of memory of that, we should express our love back to him through penitential acts. Now, most of us think of Fridays in Lent, right, as a penitential day. But every Friday throughout the year? Practically speaking, what does that mean and look like then? Well, for many centuries, Catholics were known for their abstinence from meat on Fridays, no matter if it was Lent or not. In fact, our Protestant brothers and sisters would make fun of us. We'd be called fish eaters. Why was this done? Well, this was done to deny something good, flesh meat, in order to show our thankfulness for our Lord's sacrifice of his own flesh on Good Friday. Now, are you ready for the spoiler alert? Contrary to common misconception, abstinence from meat on Fridays throughout the year was never abolished from universal church law. It was not abolished by Vatican II. It was not abolished by Pope Paul VI or Pope St. John Paul II. It was not abolished by the 1983 Code of Canon Law. Look it up. It still remains in the universal law of the church. If you go to Italy, you have to go out of your way to eat meat on a Friday. Likewise in England and other countries. But that's not the case in the United States. Why? Well, certain countries have indeed made it optional or recommended just for them. In 1966, the United States bishops decided to remove the obligation to abstain from meat on Fridays in the United States, and instead urge the faithful to continue doing so, or to choose another comparable penance for Friday instead. The reasoning behind removing the formal obligation and turning it into a quote-unquote urging was because the bishops said they wanted the abstaining from meat to be done from the heart, and not simply out of obligation. But whenever we, as broken humanity, are given options to do, we tend, if not always, to go for the easiest one. And now, fast forward 50 years, we've all but forgotten that we're still meant to observe Fridays as a penitential day somehow. Now slowly, this practice of abstaining meat on Fridays throughout the year is coming back, especially with young Catholics. Why? Well, I think twofold. It helps us remember Christ's sacrifice, and because it helps us to stand out. When urging Catholics to continue the practice, the bishops in 1966 said that by continuing to abstain from meat on Fridays from our heart, quote, we can freely and out of love for Christ crucified show our solidarity with the generations of believers to whom this practice frequently became, especially in times of persecution and of great poverty, no mean evidence of fidelity to Christ and his church. Further, they said, quote, we shall also remind ourselves that as Christians, although immersed in the world and sharing its life, we must preserve a saving and necessary difference from the spirit of the world. Our deliberate personal abstinence from meat, more especially because no longer required by law, will be an outward sign of inward spiritual values that we cherish. End quote. So to put this in different words, we become a walking evangelization. Our choice for fish on every Friday during the year can help us explain our thankfulness for the crucifixion and the fact that we are Catholic when asked.